Hello and welcome to Empathy Pathos for Aries. This is the 2018 autumn reading, retrospective, and peek ahead at 2019 from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, your astrologer for the next little while. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a Planet Waves customer. It's always exciting to begin one of these projects. It is a journey around the astrological wheel, beginning today with the sign Aries, the sign that turns the ignition key of the cosmos, and without which nothing much would happen. So if that is not a lot of responsibility for you to embody, I don't know what is. In this reading, I am going to focus on Chiron in Aries as the main element of your life, the thing that you need to understand. I'm going to be explaining Chiron in Aries in a different way in each Aries reading that I do, pretty much forever, for the next 9 years anyway. That's quite a while, because that's how long Chiron will be in your sign after a brief visit back to Pisces over the winter to kind of, beginning actually in a day or two, to wrap up old business related to Chiron and Pisces. So we're going to take a look back at those years of Chiron and Pisces and the way in which that was formative. And then, additionally, I'm going to focus on the retrogrades of Venus and Mars and the way they influence your chart. In many ways, the presence of Venus and Mars, the way they place themselves in the solar chart for Aries, that is to say, a chart where Aries is the reference point, regardless of whether it's Aries rising, Aries moon, or Aries sun, is exemplary of the way this is working for all of us. So Aries is the one of the major signs that has a way of representing all of the people who are, investigating astrology. And so this particular reading is going to be applicable to more than you, but deeply personal to the sign Aries. And you will have the opportunity to bring the specifics as you listen to the things that I describe. I would remind you that astrology is a matter of interpretation. It's a matter of opinion. Everything I say is my opinion, my proposal, a concept, an idea for you to consider. And so if there is something that you resonate with, please pick up on it and develop it using your own creativity and your everything that you've learned about life. And if there's something that you don't like, I would suggest that you come up with an alternative to it, an alternative interpretation, an alternate viewpoint on the same basic concept. We are talking about symbols in astrology, and as A Course in Miracles says, symbols stand for something else. And the symbol of love is meaningless if love is everything. So that said, the thing I think to begin with is the test run that you've had this year in 2018 from around April till around now of Chiron in your birth sign. So this was the first little foray because of the retrograde effect. Chiron will retrograde back into late Aries beginning right around now. Late Pisces right around now. And then return again in April to Aries, where it will be moving at its most slowly because it's the furthest from the sun. And so when a planet is far from the sun, it takes a longer time to go through the sign that it's in. This corresponds to Chiron in Libra in, I I believe, 96 and 97. Chiron spends the least time in Libra, your opposite sign, your relationship sign. It spends only 18 months in Libra. This is one of the most interesting things about Chiron.